Today we're joined by Michael Lyons of Lincolnshire Management. Michael, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here. I'd like to learn about the operating platform at Lincolnshire Management. Your firm has been in the market for quite a while, and so I'm interested in how the way that you provide services and strategic guidance to your portfolio companies has evolved and the kind of people that you have within the Lincolnshire umbrella, I guess, to make it all happen.
Yeah, I would say any given year we have between 2 and 4 dedicated operating professionals that are on staff. And their goal, real, and their job is to, it's multifaceted actually, but many times if we need someone to serve in an interim management capacity, that's what they would take on. But the genesis of our whole operating role and our operating philosophy really goes back quite a ways. I mean, back into the 90s, long before it was fashionable for private equity funds to have operating talent. And we infused much of the deal teams with operating folks. Myself, I have operational experience, and I've been involved in running companies. And so as part of a deal team side, or deal team member, we did that because many of the businesses that we were looking at, certainly going back into the 90s, were smaller type businesses, didn't have a lot of depth. And so we wanted to go in and do a couple of things. We wanted to assess what we can do with the business. B, connect with the managers. In many cases, they could be entrepreneurs. Because if you know, you don't want to come off as a suit out of New York. If you can sit across the table from some CEO who's been running this business for all his life, and he can have a conversation with you and say, wait a minute, you know, this guy really understands what it's like to make a payroll. That opens up the doors and opens up his eyes to say, you know what, this guy can be helpful and this firm can be helpful to me beyond just providing capital. And that's critical and always has been to us, and it's been a key to our success over the years. We won't buy a business unless there's a management team there. We don't presume that we're going to go in and ever know the business better than the management team. But we want to be a resource to them. And so by having some operational experience, you can be just that. You can be a good sounding board to these CEOs. You can be helpful in terms of implementing any of the plans that that we collectively come up with. And so that's been critical. Over the years, then, we then added dedicated operating folks. And like I said, we could have in any given year from 2 to 4, depending on the skill sets that we may need and you know, as we kind of move through the different funds. And that's proven to be very helpful, because if we've had a situation that has gone sideways, then we have someone that can parachute in, really play that interim role until we replace that person with you know, full-time CEO or COO or whatever's needed.
So you mentioned having 2 to 3 per year. Are these people who are sort of brought in as almost operators in residence, and they're assigned to different portfolio companies?
Yeah, they will come on. They will be treated no differently than anyone else in the firm. They'll be employees of Lincolnshire. They will work again, they could be helpful in diligence as we're buying businesses, but to the extent that and again, you know, assessing those a business, what you need to do with it and what changes you want to make. But again, if they need to go in as an interim management, they can actually go into that business, and they will spend several times. I've done that myself, actually. You know, before we brought on dedicated operating people, I've spent time living out at a portfolio company for many months at a time, working at the company, as have other folks, even on our investment committee. And so then, again, as we've evolved over time, we brought these people in to be able to serve that role. And that's helpful. That's very helpful to have someone that can go actually be resident at the company for many months.
And what kind of a background would typically one of these operating partners have? Are they an ex-CEO? Is that what you look for, sort of the skills that are specific to the industry verticals that you target?
We're a generalist firm, so we look at a lot of different industries across many different you know, manufacturing and service environments. And so we do bring in somebody who has that CEO experience, that operating experience. A lot of it is manufacturing service driven. To the extent that you need specialized help, whether it's in, let's say, consumer products or direct marketing, you can get that experience and bring that in.
In the form of consultants and people.
In the form of consultants. So we have had, you know, as I've said, you know, I said anywhere from 2 to 4 folks, we've had people over the years that have come in who happen to be very strong in, let's say, direct marketing as an example. Well, then, you know, there may not be any need for that 4, 5 years, 7 years later. And so it's easy for that person to move on. So we've done both. We will bring people in if we have a need for it. They can be part of the staff, the operating staff. And or if we go in and we detect a specific need within a company, you go and bring someone from the outside.